BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Brilliant Hungarian band Shundaga from their CD Tambourizing. And the good news is that they're in London on Saturday playing at the Songlines Encounters Festival at King's Place. And just before the concert, Simon Broughton will be talking to them about their music. Also on Saturday, the Finnish harmonica quartet Sveng returning to London, having played here at the Royal Opera House 3 years ago. And the festival gets underway tomorrow with the trio Lopez Petrakis Chemerani, bringing together the traditions of Spain, Crete and Iran. And you can find full details on the King's Place website. Now the hypnotic sounds of wood on wood in the Basque Chalapata tradition.
Thank you.
I know that I don't know how to decide. I want something, but I say no. I want to stay, but I go. That was Joana Molina and José K, following on from the Basque Chalapata group Calacan. And Joana's at the Barbican in London next month on the 12th of July, by the way. Tomorrow night here on Late Junction, you can hear the latest in our series of collaborations. And this time, it's the piano improvisations of Radelius, reworked by Christopher Chaplin. Here's Radelius from 1979, though, in the duo Cluster with Moebius, a track called Avanti from the album Corsus Wasser.
Thank you.
The duo of Moebius and Rodelius, otherwise known as Cluster, recorded in 1979. And as I mentioned, you can hear the music of Rodelius reworked by Christopher Chaplin in the latest of our Late Junction collaborations tomorrow night at around midnight. And that'll be available to download as a podcast after that.
Sing me a cheapskate lullaby, written in a low rent room, where the paint is peeled and the yellow ceiling knows your tune. Sing me a cheapskate lullaby as the faded curtains blow at the buckled window in the neon glow. I don't know if we'll make the rent or the gutters where we'll go. All I know is my heart lifts up when you sing it soft and low. Sing me a cheapskate lullaby as the city grinds its teeth and the street girls sell a little time beneath us. And I don't know if the roof will hold as the greasy rain comes down, the pipes of birds. Wiring's cursed, and I think I'm late again. Still, when I'm ugly, old, and wrong, all I know is I love you now when I hear you sing that song. Sing me a cheapskate lullaby written in a low rent room where the paint is peeled and the yellow.
Short excerpt from electronic music and effects track for 35-minute Hoover documentary on their Keymatic machine. Thank you.
Sam Baker's love of electronics in a recent piece he's called Turtles. But just before that, a couple of jingles advertising the 1963 new Hoover Keymatic washing machine, which apparently could wash, rinse and spin, which is terribly useful for a washing machine. And Charlie Daw's beautiful Cheapskates lullabies to begin with there. Charlie's at Glastonbury this weekend and then on to the Dentdale Music and Beer Festival. And in July, she's at the Cornbury and Summertime Festivals and then at Cropredy in August. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. A classic tune now from Terry Ripdahl from 1987. Terry Ripdahl and the Chasers. Björn Kjellemyr on bass and Audun Klaver on drums. I disremember quite well. Chopin Mazurka from Nils Henrik Åsheim and members of Gjertrud's Gypsy Orchestra. And they followed on from Terry Ripdahl, Björn Kjellemyr and Audun Klaver. I disremember quite well. And you'll find full details of all the music in this week's programmes on the Late Junction playlists, and you'll find them on the Radio 3 website. A new one from 17 Hippies now from their new CD, Phantom Songs. This is Blumen im Glas.
Schritte im weißen Flur, Blicke aufs Meer. Das alles ist Zwischenzeit, Hall und Gelächter. Alles, was glänzt, ist gekauft. Und so leer. Ich hol dir heran, was zählt. Und dann sag, das können nur wir beide verstehen. Wir beide verstehen. Ich glaub's kaum, doch wie in einem Film kann ich's sehen. Und schaut nur vom Fenster ins Licht und wie sich der Abend so zart in ihr bricht. Ich hol dir heran, was zählt, und dann sagst du leis, das können nur wir beide verstehen. Wir beide verstehen, ich glaub's kaum, das können nur wir beide verstehen. Wir beide verstehen, ich glaub's kaum, doch wie in einem Film kann ich's sehen.
Violin viola partnership of Thomas Zettmeyer and Ruth Kelius playing one of Martinu's intriguing madrigal duets. Following Moebius and Rodelius again, this time from 1984, and a track called Dem Wanderer. And a new one, first of all, from 17 Hippies, Blumen im Glas. From Derby now, a young singer called Lucy Ward. She was a finalist in the Radio 2 Young Folk Awards in 2009, but this is from her debut album.
As I was a-walking one midsummer's morning, as I was a-walking one midsummer's day, I spied a young female all dressed in white linen. All dressed in white linen and as cold as the clay. Oh, mother, dear mother, come sit down beside me. Come sit down beside me and hear me sad case, for I have loved a soldier who is lately deserted, and he's gone, and he's left me in shame and disgrace. Oh, daughter, dear daughter, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me of it in time? Oh, I could have brought salt eye and the pills of white mercury. You're a true-hearted girl, but cut down in your prime. Oh, doctor, dear doctor, come fill up your bottles. Come fill up your bottles and make them quite dry, for my body is aching and my heart, it is breaking. In this shame and dismay, I'm afeard I must die. Now I want six jolly sailors to carry me coffin, and I want six jolly soldiers to sing me a song, and I want six pretty virgins carry bunches of roses, so that you may smell me as we roll along. So sound the fife lowly and play that drum slowly. Sing out the dead march as we roll along. Take me to the graveyard and lay the sod on me. I'm a true-hearted girl and I ain't never done wrong. Oh, I'm a true-hearted girl and I ain't never done wrong.
Tom Zettmeyer 21-year-old Lucy Ward and such a poignant song called The Unfortunate Lass. That's from Lucy's new album, Adelphi Has to Fly. And she's got lots of gigs coming up this summer, and you can find all the details on her website, lucywardsings.com. In 1989, Gavin Bryars wrote a piece for his friend Bill Cadman, who was killed in the Lockerbie air crash. He called it the Cadman Requiem, and the producer, Manfred Eicher, suggested to him that he might like to follow it with an instrumental work based on the music. This he did, adding Bill Frisell on electric guitar against the grainy sound of two violas and cello, played by Alexander Balanescu, Kate Musker and Tony Hinnigan, after the Requiem.
Thank you.
Gavin Bryars's Haunting After the Requiem, dedicated to his friend Bill Cadman, killed in the Lockerbie air crash, and also to the guitarist Bill Frizzell, who was playing on that recording along with the viola players Alexander Balanescu and Kate Musker, and the bass player Tony Hinnigan. The sun shone at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival earlier on this year. There was a mesmerising concert with Martin France's Spin Marvel with John Paul Jones and Nils Petter Mölvar, Hushed Beauty from Susanna, breathtaking guitar Danger from Stian Vesterhus, and a very gentle, reflective Sunday afternoon concert from the Tord Gustafsson Ensemble.
Thank you.
the Tord Gustafsson Ensemble featuring on that track called Still Time. Tord on piano, Mats Eilertsen on bass and Jarle Vesperstad on drums. Jazz on 3 recorded that concert in Cheltenham Town Hall and broadcast the concert a few weeks ago and saved that track for us to play here on Late Junction. The sound of the early 1970s next tonight. Music from West Africa from the indefatigable Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou. Recently rediscovered early recordings just re-released.
Yeah. found out my trouble's just begun.
Dorset-born Paddy Milner, who's at Glastonbury this weekend, and then Bluesfest in London on the 28th, before going on to tour with Jack Bruce and launching his new album at Ronnie Scott's on July the 13th, Louisiana Blues. Following on from the sounds of West Africa from getting on for 40 years ago, the Orchestra Polyrythme de Cotonou.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington from 1937 and a tune called Azure. And if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, the singer Eldbjørg Raknes from her new CD, which was co-produced by Stian Vesterhus. This is All Right Alive.
All you hear is coming now to
The Finnish harmonica quartet Sveng with a rather moody polska tune. They're so brilliant live, and you can hear them this weekend at the Songlines Encounters Festival at King's Place in London, Hall 1 at 6:30 on Saturday. Eldbjörk Ragnes is another charismatic performer, and that was a track from her recent album just before that called All Right Alive. The music of William Byrd plays an important part in the life of composer Nico Muhly. This is his version of Byrd's Bow Thine Ear.
Thank you. Here I go out to sea again. The sunshine fills my hair and dreams hang in the air. Goes in the sky and in my blue eye. You know it feels unfair. There's magic everywhere. So look at me standing here on my own again. I'm straight in the sun. No need to run or hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to laugh or cry. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. Sun in your eyes, the heat is in your head. They seem to hate you just because you're there. So I need a friend, I need a friend to make me happy. Not just standing on my own. So look at me standing here on my own again. I'm straight in the sunshine. No need to run.
So nice to hear something new from Jono McCleary. That was his version of Wonderful Life, following a prelude by Kjetil Bjørnstad from the 1980s, and Nico Muley's version of William Byrd's Bow Thine Ear to start with there. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with music by the New York-based composer, percussionist and steel pan player Andy Akiho. It seems he's following in the footsteps of Ken Nordin a little, naming his tracks after colours. This is Hadairo, or Beige. From me, Fiona Talkington, till tomorrow, good night. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And all of it in the next couple of hours is by Slavic composers, Szymanowski and Dvořák to come a little later. But to begin, the Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Vladimír Válek in the last two of the six symphonies by Bohuslav Martinů. He spent the Second World War years in the United States, where he composed a new symphony every year from 1942 to 1946. The Fifth Symphony clearly testifies to Martinu's post-war urge to return home, the bell-like piano writing and the woodwind chords evoking the sound of the organ, both recalling his strange childhood spent largely in the church tower of his hometown.
Thank you. Thank you.